Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 59 for May 11th, 2006. The Superman Returns in Flato Suit. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! Every morning I get up, I leap out of bed, I'm rubbing my hands, rubbing my eyes, rubbing other things, saying, I can't wait till see what Dick has for us today. It's time to find out. This is my high point of the day, Dick, which tells you a little bit of something about my life.
Yeah, wow. I would get a life. Actually, surprisingly, this podcast seems to be the high point of many people's day.
People like to start with a little, you know, gadget stuff here.
Exactly. We have people who shower to it. A lot of people use this to help them with their daily commute. One person says that he saves it for his lunch hour. Everybody has a little different use for the Daily GizWiz. Today, Lee, I'm going to talk about a gadget that when I was a kid, I would have killed for. Just about now, there's a new movie coming out called Superman Returns.
Right. Oh, I'm excited about that. It looks really cool.
Yeah. Well, we have the Superman Returns Inflato Suit. Doesn't it sound like something right out of Mad Magazine?
It sounds like you couldn't make this up.
I know. It's the Inflato Suit. I sent you a photo of it.
And it's great. It's hysterical, this little kid.
There's a photo of it on my website. And, you know, it's very funny because I called Mattel and said, oh, it's too bad you don't make them in adult sizes. And the lady said, well, you know, we have a couple of adult ones that we use for spokespeople. Do you want to borrow one? And then I thought, I don't think I want to go to the gym wearing
my Inflato suit.
Well, I'll explain what it is. It's a jumper. It's just a one piece. It's the top part of Superman, and on the side of it is a little battery pack that operates a fan, and the fan sends air through the chambers of this suit. So Superman has these giant muscles. And, of course, it's Superman Blue with the big S. And I was telling someone that I was offered one in an adult size. And they actually came up with a good idea is to wear it under your sweats at the gym.
And they wouldn't know.
Isn't that a good
idea?
You're
inflated.
Yeah, I inflated my muscles. The Superman Inflato Suit. And it's going to be somewhere between $20 and $25. But kids, and it's recommended for kids age 4 and up. But it's very clever.
Now, I have to say, Dick, one Halloween at Tech TV, I think I even wore it on the show.
Dress as Superman?
I had a sumo wrestler suit that had a fan in the butt, and you'd turn the fan on, and it would inflate you, and you'd be a big old sumo wrestler.
Wow.
So I have a feeling that this is...
So that butt is not yours.
That's not. I'm still wearing it, you know? And sometimes people say, what is that whirring sound coming from your rear?
The time we had those drinks and you sat down and I heard that hissing sound, what is Leo leaking? What the hell is...
I think it's funny when you see people wearing these things. They're hysterical.
It's a very clever idea. And I also like the fact that it's like, you know, 20 some odd bucks. It's not outrageously
perfect for kids.
Perfect for kids.
When I was a kid, I used to, and you know, it's funny because I would buy Superman comics and I would buy Mad Magazine featuring your work at the same time.
You.
And I had both of the stacks of both of them. And I used to pin a towel around my neck and ride my bike around town, pretend I was Superman. But see, this kids today have it so good. They can inflate themselves.
Right. Because you did that when you were a kid, is that why you had to move to that little town?
Yeah, that's why I'm living in Petaluma now in disgrace. No one knows my dark past. Right. It's so sad.
It's in that little town when you ride around with a towel on a bicycle, you're a hero.
There goes Superman.
Isn't it wonderful that Superman came to live in our town?
Dick, every town needs a village idiot, and I happen to be the one. It's just the way it is. What can you say?
say.
Well,
we now, of course, New York's too big to have just one. There are many, but there is one and only one, Dick DiBartolo.
Yes, sir, and I'm here.
The pride of Manhattan.
Yeah, visit gizwizbiz.com and play the What the Heck Is It game. Oh, you know what? And this week I also bought the domain name, thedailygizwiz.com.
Oh, you are a smart man. I'm glad you got it before someone else did. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I did. So that, and I linked it to the regular website. So if you just remember thedailygizwiz.com, it'll go to my website too.
So you have to use the?
TheDailyGizWiz.com.
Well, that's easy. We'll just do that from now on.
Yeah. I'm just typing.
Let's make sure. You know what? I'm doing the same thing. Does it work? Does it work?
Not yet.
But it will by the time this show is on the air.
Right.
I'm sure it will. We're working.
Oh, it does work.
Okay. It does work.
Right. And it's the Daily Gizwiz. Okay. Very good.
Oh, I typed the Daily Gizwiz biz. That was my mistake.
The
Daily Gizwiz.com. And then
go ahead.
I just want
I'm getting pre-excited because tomorrow.
You're getting pre-excited? Is this a new word? I am pre-excited.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like that.
I just realized what
you're not excited. You're pre-excited.
I'm pre-excited because I'm going to be excited tomorrow. But I know now that I'm going to be excited tomorrow. So I'm pre-excited.
I don't think the Pointer Sisters said, I'm pretty excited and I just can't hide it. All right.
Right. And then if this series ever ends, I would have been post-excited. Oh, I was so post-excited. I was post-excited about that series.
It's a whole new language, ladies and gentlemen, we're learning here.
Yeah.
Thanks to our wonderful friend, Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz, and now online at thedailygizwiz.com. I like it.
Okay, pal.
We'll see you tomorrow.